Friday, so every Friday this time we go live with Leanne Dapasson-Pierre in Delhi, India. Good morning, Leanne. Hope you're well.
I'm very well, thank you, Lester. And we're trying a new platform. We're trying Zoom today, and so I can actually see you in studio, and I kind of like this.
Oh, thank you. I prepared myself.
It feels like I'm in the Cape Talk studio. It's kind of cool.
But let's start with issues that you've been keeping an eye on around the world, and particularly in Africa. Social media companies have been closing the offices. Kenya, Meta has the company that owns WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram. They've come into opposition from local laws there when it comes to closing of offices. I know Twitter has closed offices in, I think it's Ghana, but also in India. Meta is laying off several senior executives in that country.
Yes, so the company hasn't actually commented on it, but it's part of their plan to lay off around 10,000 people globally. Since November last year, Lester, the company has laid off 21,000 people, and this new round of layoffs, which is about 6,000 globally, and very many in India, from the human resources department to the administration. The marketing director was laid off. They also had the legal director who was laid off as well. So it's very, very interesting, these layoffs that have happened kind of quickly, but it's part of their strategic restructuring, they have said in previous communications. Of course, Africa and India, a huge hub for Facebook. And what's been interesting, because when I lived in West Africa, I found that, you know, platforms like Facebook was really the Google of that place. If you don't have Facebook, you can't find anything. So you really need it. I find it's been less so in my personal experience in India. There are other platforms, a lot of local platforms that Indians use. And so I feel like it's been a direct impact on Facebook's business in this part of the world.
And then we know Indians in the diaspora, particularly in the UK, the United States, North America generally, US, Canada, plenty of students in universities there, but also in Australia. But there have been bans being put in place on Indian students from six states in India. And this is because there's concern of visa fraud, immigration fraud.
Exactly. And the timing was quite interesting, Lester. They announced this just before Prime Minister Narendra Modi's trip to Australia on Monday. They were saying that one in four visa applications are deemed fraudulent. So these students are, or these people are applying as students. They then fail in several classes and then they stay and they get lost in the system. So they've actually banned student applications from Jammu and Kashmir, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, Gujarat, so mostly the northern states of India. Australia has become a very important destination for Indian workers, Indian students. Thousands are applying to study and work there every year.
And then finally, there's all sorts of concerns about when South Africa will rebuild its raised National Assembly at Parliament. India has just finished completion of their new parliamentary complex. $10 million? No, far more than that. I think it's $10 billion. Mm-hmm. But not everyone is happy. There's been some boycotts by Indian opposition parties over the opening, the inauguration of the new parliamentary building.
Exactly, Lester. And it's not the first time. They already started this boycott back in 2020 when they did the sod turning ceremony. Opposition parties boycotted that event. Of course, it was during COVID, but it was also around time of historic farmer uprisings against what the Modi government wanted to institute into law. And now that the inauguration is set to take place this Sunday, 21 opposition parties are boycotting for a number of different reasons. They feel that it shouldn't be Modi, that it should be the president instead of the prime minister. There's a lot of questions around, you know, who should actually have the right to open this parliament. The other issue that they have, the opposition parties, that is that it's been chosen on the date of a divisive pre-independent Hindu a person. So, you know, that also comes to the fact that the current BJP party, you know, was seen as, you know, putting Hindus before any other religion, any other caste, also higher castes in the Hindu religion as well. So they're just questioning the timing of when this parliamentary building, which is already quite a contentious issue in India, and choosing that specific date on which to do it. But I think it's going to go ahead regardless of the boycott of the opposition.
It looks like I'm looking at some pictures online. But Leander Pasompierre, really looking forward to chatting to you next week. Stay well. Have a good one.